So on Monday, Bareface generated like 130,000 views on TikTok. And my personal account, this account, only generated like 15,000. That's pretty good. But what was really interesting was that of the 130,000 Bareface views, it only generated 100 new followers, rather than the 15,000 on this account generated 55. I thought it was an interesting follow-up to what we were talking about yesterday about this growing distrust of influencers. Because Bareface is educational and I try and make videos about like beauty shower thoughts and things that other people haven't spoken about, they often do really well and generate a heap of views, but people don't have a need or a want to buy into the person that's making the videos, to buy into me, to buy into Bareface. For most influencers, that makes a lot of sense because reach is what brands will buy into. That's what they want to sponsor. They want to sponsor people who they know can generate a heap of awareness and just position their product as a part of that. But because Bareface doesn't work with beauty brands, because we don't want to sell you anything, our product is pretty much the podcast. And getting people off of TikTok to go and listen to a long form version is really hard. Good thing about the podcast is because it's so research heavy, when people listen, they tend to stick around. So this is fantastic. We have really high retention. Because of the nature of the For You page, on TikTok specifically, it's really hard to actually build a community, which is why so many people direct you elsewhere, direct you to YouTube, direct you to a podcast, or even direct you to Instagram. Rather, on this account, when it's just me chatting to a camera and it's human to human, it's easier to buy into the person. And I think you also get to, as a founder, bypass a lot of the influencer type dynamics, because the transaction is so obvious. You know, when you follow my personal account, that you're following along for the building of my business. The benefit for me is made abundantly obvious and clear to you. Rather than with typical influencers, it's like this friendship dynamic that every now and then shifts so they can rightfully make a living and some income. I think it's that dynamic that we're growing distrust in, rather than following people online inherently.